Hello, Rafi. John Malik.
Hi, everybody.
Yes,
you can start. Yes.
Okay. I think in order to succeed with this year, you need to have the characteristics and the profile of Avraham Avinu. I'll explain to you why. The Rambam explained in Avodah Zorah, Hilchos Avodah Zorah, that the whole world was almost contaminated by Avodah Zorah, and people worship the sun and the moon and different angels until Avraham Avinu came along. And the words of the Rambam are, he was like a floating thinker. He thought maybe the creator was the fire, maybe it was the sun, maybe it was the water. And he worked through with his own intelligence and his own ingenuity until eventually, says the Rambam, these are the words of the Rambam, they're beautiful words. The Rambam says, Umeivin ad shehisik derech ha'emes. And eventually he understood with his own logic. I remember Bavolba once explained to us, incredible power of logic from one point to the next. Vehevin kabat tzedek umidata hanachoyna. And eventually he reached, after 37 years, he reached Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is an incredible ability, the ingenuity of Avraham. That's why he's called Avraham Avinu from the other side. No one else discovered one director. But the point I want to bring out is that he tried every avenue. He tried to look through every single possibility. He tried this idea and that idea. And eventually, he stuck with one point and followed it through. The reason why I'm saying that is that you have to be, for this year, also open-minded. We're going to make several suggestions, like a suggestion box almost for Elul, different ideas. And I don't know which one might ring a bell. You'll hear it's quite loaded, it's quite compact this year with different points. But you have to be able to open your mind and think, maybe this is an idea of how I'm going to build my tshuva before I reach Aleph Tishri and stand in front of HaMelech on Rosh Hashanah. One has to find a certain profile, a certain way, a focus that you're going to get in. Could be two ideas, three ideas. I'm hoping if I'm successful, all of them will take you in and you'll reach what's the point of Emuna. Just 1 second. Excuse me. And after one idea to the next, you'll come, I hope, to the realization of what it means, Rosh Hashanah, and the concept of Elul, of what we're talking about. There are different ideas. You'll see as they come out. And be open-minded. Maybe that idea, think of it, as they say in Chazal, Tzen l'chocham yech kam oid. You give one idea, and then another day, maybe you think about it a bit more when you're going to sleep at night. Develop the idea for yourself, and you'll see, in Mitzvah Shem, I hope, these ideas will help you build up an Elul in the way it should be. We know in the Luach, there are different moods, and different tempers, and different characteristics. For example, Mishenichnas Adar, Ma'abim v'Simcha. You see the mood of Adar. Mishenichnas Av, Ma'atim v'Simcha. So we say there's a miut. When it comes to Pesach, Nisan, it's the man of Geula, the creation of Klal Yisrael. That's a mood. That's a temper. That's an idea. The days of the Omer, we know, are like a mini morning. It's not a complete morning, but it's the Hachonah to the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, the Hachonah to Kabbalah Satoyah, the importance of Kavod. When we come to Sukkot, it's the man of Simcha also again. And what do we do with Elul? What is the Elul? And the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Tov Kuf Pei Aleph that the Rosh Tevos of Elul are Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, meaning it's called an Eis Rotzon. It's a pasuk from Shir HaShirim, and it means like this, that the Ani L'Doidi means Klal Yisrael looking at the Oroin, and there were two Kerubim on top. One represented Hashem, and one represented Klal Yisrael. And they each faced each other with an embrace. Said Klal Yisrael, I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. What does that tell you? It tells you that the mood of Elul is a mood of favor. It's an Eis Rotzon, trying to find an appeasement in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trying to find your way of Rotzon. Ritzoi means love, affection, cheshek. And that's what Elul is all about. It's not a time of Atzmus. I don't think there's ever a time of Atzmus in the calendar. But it's a serious time. But I wouldn't say it's like Chas V'Shalom, like the 3 weeks. It's not like that. And people get too serious. It's not like that. It's a time of Rotzon, of Cheshek, of trying to get the other side of the Kerubim to face you and turn towards you. Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi, it's a beautiful expression. That I come towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you know, miraculously, the Kerubim move. They were originally like this. But they would move according to the way Klal Yisrael behaved. If they behaved in a way against Hashem, so he turned away. If you turn towards him, then he turned towards you. And that is the way the Kurvim works. The Kurvim works on the basis of you come close, Hashem Tzilucha. He's a shadow for you. He matches you. And that's the mood of Elul, which we have to bear in mind. If you get it right, what happens if you get it right? There's a pasuk in Koheles, which says, Toiv achus dova meirei shisoi. The end is always better than the beginning. What does that mean? It means like this, say the Farshim. When the beginning is good, then the end will be wonderful, if you make a good start. And I'm suggesting, of course, the beginning is the beginning of the year and the end of the year, but I'd like to make it a 40-day period. The famous period, on today, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, received the Luchos after the Chet HaEgel, and it was a Ritzui, he tried, and he asked for forgiveness for Klal Yisrael. And then 40 days later, on Yom Kippur, Vayomer Hashem, Solachti Kiborecha, I forgive them after Chet HaEgel. As we know, that's how Yom Kippur begins. 40 days later. In other words, if you get it right, I'm talking a shorter period. A shorter period from the beginning of Elul until Ne'ila, when we ask Hashem to Chosmeinu L'Toiva, we ask for a good seal. But if you can do it right, and if you can start well, a good beginning can take you all the way through. That momentum of picking up from the beginning in a good way today is Rosh Chodesh Elul, you can then move along on that basis. What's the reason why we make such an enormous fuss over a chosan and kallah? Why we wine them and dine them and we give them all sorts of treats for a whole week? Simcha, v'chedva, chosan, simcha. Why? I remember reading once Rav Pam explained that the week of Sheva Brachos should be like a treasure chest. Beautiful expression. That the chosan and kallah will always open up the treasure chest of the first week of night and see the simcha, and it builds up from there. And that's what we're trying to do with Elul. The beginning of Elul, to start well. If you get it good well, then you can move on and hopefully you'll be able to come out at Yom Kippur with a Hasima Tova, Halavai for a good year. But we have to have a certain words of caution. And that is as follows. This year, Elul is quite different from every other Elul. I'll explain to you why. In my understanding of Elul, when it comes always to Elul, so you try harder, you try and daven with more kavona, you try and put your mind better on a focus when it comes to saying brachos, Birchas Hamazon, Shema, you make greater effort in Shemiras Haloshen. It's all called avoida of dveikus, to try harder, to try and find your way through tshuva, and that's the basis of your tshuva, not talk Loshen Hara, to be more careful during the month of Elul, so that you can reach Hamelech on Rosh Hashanah. That's a normal avoider, I think. You make certain plans, you achieve certain things, and that's the normal way it works for Elul, for me at least. This year is quite different because of Corona. I'll explain why. I don't think it's a normal Elul by any means. Because under normal circumstances, how do I manage my affairs? I have enterprise, I take initiative, I persevere, I work with determination. And of course, with a tremendous amount of Siyat Ishmael, I reach my ends. Isn't that really what happens when it comes to the Rosh Hashanah? And you work through and you hope with Siyat Ishmael, Hashem will help you and your plans will materialize. But this year, whatever you planned for and whatever you wanted doesn't seem to be able to materialize. And it's a year where you've come to like a dead end, like a cul-de-sac. You come to, there's a brick wall in front of you. Let me give you some examples. It's not the way you wanted it. A person might want you to travel. You can't travel now. With social distancing and many of the planes are down and there's quarantine. It's not so easy. You come to Israel, you have to stay in hiding for 2 weeks. You can't really travel. It's held back. What you wanted to do is limited. It's stymied. A person wanted to go on vacation. You probably can't go on vacation the way you wanted to go on vacation for whatever reason. Hashem wanted a different way, but I planned a different way. However much you plan for your holiday, problems come up, problems with distancing, problems with all the travel. Everything is different. It's not the same as you want. Even in a shul, what I planned and what I wanted, I have my fixed place. I can't go to shul. I'm stuck at home. Is that right, fairly old Ovid? No, we can't move. We're stuck. We're stuck in our home. We can't move. And it's not the way I wanted it. I have a mokum kavua. I can't use my mokum kavua. And even some places I hear that some shuls are saying there's going to be no Ezra's Noshim. So what do women do? It's not what they wanted. You're stymied. You're blocked this year. All the efforts which you might want to make for Elul, you go to a shiur, but you can't go to the shiur. The shiur is closed, or the the social distancing, or it's on Zoom. Every sort of plan that you seem to make doesn't seem to materialize. It's a year of perhaps, Elul this year is frustrating. You look for Ani Ladoidi Ladoidi Li, but it doesn't work according to the rules because I don't even know if I'll be able to have a seat in shul in davening. I don't know where I'm going to daven, or where I daven, what's going to be. Take the whole world of simchas. Simchas. A person wants to make a simcha and he plans to make 150 people for him, 150 people on the other side. Doesn't work out like that. You can't work like that. A friend of mine told me a beautiful story that, not a beautiful story, it's a tragic story, but a very well-to-do family in America was making a chasna and they had their wedding list and everything. And when it came down to it, they realized that they had only about 30, 40 people they could invite. So when it came to the day of the chasna, I think about half the people or more had called up and said, either we're in quarantine or we have corona, we're not able to come. In the end, it came to the day of the chasna. He said, the two Adim called up and said, I'm sorry, we cannot come. One of them had corona and one of them was in quarantine. And then an hour or two before the chasna, the Masada Kiddushin called up and says, I can't come either. Imagine. And what he did, actually go out on the street, and he went out on the street to find people. Maybe you can be Masada Kiddushin. It's not what you want. That's the year. It's a different Elul this year. It's not the way you thought it would be. Take Parnosa Nefesh. People in such straits with Parnosa. People can't get the goods they want. You can't travel. You can't get the things you wanted. It's very difficult for people. That's why the governments are giving out handouts to people. Trump is making these great donations. People haven't got Parnosa. Take Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov is not. You want to have guests. You want to go to somebody. But you can't. Everything seems to be not the way you want it. It's not. However much perseverance you have, however much enterprise, however much you... It doesn't work out. And therefore, Elul this year has a different complex to it. It's a different idea. It's on a much higher domain. I'll explain what I mean. What does it mean, a higher domain? I think Elul this year needs to have on it an addendum. And the addendum is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which I think says it all. The Mishnah from Rebbe Gamliel, who is the son of Rebbe Yehuda Hanossi. It's Peirut-based Mishnah Dalet. Listen to this Mishnah. Put this in your mindset. Make his will, Hashem's will, your will. So that he will make your will like his will. Forget your own plans, the way Hashem wants it. So that he will annul other people's plans for you. It's perfect. That's exactly what we're going through. I have plans, but it's not Rotzen Hashem. I wanted to go somewhere for Seder. I couldn't. I wanted to travel. I couldn't. I wanted to make a certain simcha. I couldn't. I wanted to sit in shul. I couldn't. The Mishnah is telling us you have to change it because it's apparent Rotzen Hashem is not the way you wanted it. It switches. It changes. And therefore, Ani Ladoidi Ladoidi Li this year has a different domain to it. It's a higher gear. It's a relationship of what does Hashem want from me? What does he want from me in these circumstances? I'm stuck at home. I can't go and daven. I can't go to the guest. I'm stymied. What does he want from me? And that's really a very high madrega of Ani Ladoidi Ladoidi Li. It's not so much what I want. Usually my plans work out. But this year they don't seem to work out. Listen to what the Chaim Volozhin says about this mission. The beautiful word in Ruach Chaim. Zeu Sha'omer David. And the meaning behind this Mishnah is what David meant in the Mishnah in the Pasuk in Perek Kof Gimel. Hashem Roi Lo Yechzer. He is my shepherd, and I am nothing more than a flock. Meaning, Hazon Oson. He feeds them. The Imkein Eifo Lo Yechzer. So I won't be lacking, because it's all in his hands. Va'ap Masha Nirali Neged V'Soini. It's against what I want to do. I want to go to a restaurant. I want to go to eat somewhere. It's against what I wanted to do. Adoni, the MS who acted the favorite, but it's what Hashem wanted. And that, I think, is really the pulse of Elul this year. It's quite different. It's not the way I thought. One has to almost upgrade in one's thinking, in one's hashkofa. What does Hashem want from me? What is he designed from me? And that is a very high madrega of Avodim of the Melech. Very high madrega. We always try and be Ani Abdecha ben Amosecha, we are an Eved for Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we're Eved to such a degree this year that from this position, wherever I am, this is the way Hashem wants it. Never. Some people are stuck in hospitals. Never. Lo Aleinu Chas V'Shalom. Some people are alone, people haven't got the company they used to have. It's different. It's all Ratzon Hashem. And that's a very high madrega of recognition of Malchus Shamayim, a very high madrega. So you have to feed that in to the ideal of Anila Doidi Vidoidi. It's more. It's more than just Anila. More than just trying harder to daven. It's more than just trying to not to talk Lashon. It's more than that. The Dveikus this year is much, much higher. He's looking to see, what does he want? What does he want out of me for this year? And here are some ideas, which I hope will help me. What does he want most of all? What is he after? What does Hashem want from me? I remember a girl came over to me in America. Remember, she hadn't got married. She was maybe in her 30s. And she asked me, what does Hashem want from me? Mammy, what's standing there? I don't know why, but never. I thought of this Ramban. I hope it helped her. And I thought of the Ramban at the end of Pasha's boy. The Kabonas Kola Mitzvah, says the Ramban, at the end of the reason that we have all the mitzvahs, everything that the Tariq mitzvahs, all based on one principle. Shenamin Belokeinu V'noida Elov Shehu Baronu. That we should believe in him and appreciate and thank him that he created us. And that, says the Ramban, Kavonas HaYetzirah, that's the reason for the original creation of man. She'ein tam acher b'yetzirah rishona. She'ein lakel yam chefetz v'tatzeh. What does he want from us? What does he want from us? She'yeda ha'odom, to recognize him, v'yoyde l'elokhav shibarol, and thank him that he created us. Emunah is the basis of it all. To have emuna and b'tochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what he's asking for us. But I'd like to qualify that. What does it mean to have emuna? I remember reading that the Chatzko Levenstein, the Mashgiach of the Mir, once said, if a person had strength of emuna, then he would never do any fate. 1 minute. But everyone turns and says, I believe in Hashem. I know where my food comes from. I know where my life comes from. I know where my support comes from. I'm aware of everything. So what do you mean? I haven't got emuna and I still do aveiros. What does it mean to have emuna? I believe in Rosh Hashanah. I believe in all these concepts. What does it mean? I think it's a deeper concept. I think emuna in this concept means from the word emun. Emun is trust. Not just emuna, but trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Trusting in him, in the derech that he chooses, according to his Ritzoino, is correct and right. And that's what emuna means. Emuna means emun, more. I'll give you some examples of what I mean. I don't think any chosen and kala in their right mind would ever think like this. We can do away with the chuppah, we can do away with the ksuba, we don't need sheva brachos, we don't need a ring, we don't need any of these things. And Hashem will grant us shalom bayis. Why don't you think like that? Because the chosen and kala think to themselves, no, I must go through the name of the mikvah, I must try. And then Hashem will come and meet me. That's called emun in the laws of marriage. It's emun, it's trusting in it. A person has emun in chinuch bonim. No parent in their right mind turns around and says, you know, let them eat what they want, let the child watch what they want on a computer, let them mix with who they want, and the child will come out to be a tzaddik. You don't think like that. Why don't you think like that? Because you have emun in the concept of chinuch bonim. If I try my best, and I daven for my child, and I'm careful what he eats, and careful what he sees, I have emun. Emunah means emun. I trust in these things. I trust wholeheartedly, with all my heart, that it will work out. Take a businessman. No businessman in his right mind will say, so I take money with this, doesn't really matter. I take money under the table, it doesn't really belong to me. And Hashem will give me parnosa. You don't think, why don't you think like that? Because I have emun in the principles of parnosa and choshen mishpot. Emun. Emunah means emun. I trust in it. I know it's right. I know. People don't think to themselves on Rosh Hashanah, I'll go down to the beach and take a deck chair and read a newspaper or watch a movie. Why do you think that? No. I have emun in tefillah. Isn't that what it's all about? Emunah means I have implicit trust in what the Shulchan Aruch is asking from me is correct. Just a maisa happened to me once, which came very much alert to me. I was very fortunate when I was in Gateshead. I used to eat by the table as a ben bias of Rabbi Falk, different type of book at his table. And he told us once at the table, I was with Rabbi Graydon from Los Angeles, we were there together, and Rabbi Falk told us that when he did Shimush by Rabbi Eliashiv, he went and sat by Rabbi Eliashiv and watched the way he passed him. So he said that when he was sitting there next to the Rav, a girl came in, and she was clearly very, very distraught and very upset. And the Rav said, how can I help you? And the girl said, I'm a balas tshuva in the Ve Yerushalayim, and I just became a kala, and I learned that I'm not able to marry my chosen. Because of my past, he's a koyein, and I just discovered after we became chosen and kala that I'm not able to marry him. And she was broken, and the Rav turned around with a big smile and said, oh, it's a mazel tov. And she got very agitated. She almost shouted at him. She said, I just said I can't marry him. And the Rav said, no, I understood exactly what you mean. But let me tell you something. If it's wrong in the Shulchan Aruch, then the marriage wouldn't have worked. It's not for you. If the Shulchan Aruch says it's not good, then it's not good. And it won't work. I remember I felt told us her face changed. I never thought of it like that. And that's the point. If the Shulchan Aruch says she had to have a moon, the Rav was telling her to have a moon in the laws of a koyin, of a marriage. Once one has a moon, that's really what it works. And therefore, what does Hashem want? When the Ramban says, Shenamin Belokeinu, Shenamin, to have a moon in Tshuva. No, isn't that really what it is? To have a moon in Ani Lezoidi Lezoidi. To have a moon that what I have is what's best for me. And that comes from Hashem. That's the Amun. I say that his word sign is the best for me. And it is the best for me. Whatever the circumstances, if Lo'aleinu, it doesn't seem to be working out so well. Isn't that the definition of what David HaMelech meant, Hashem Roel, Arefsa, Amei Menuchas in Nahaleinu. Continuation possible from Shir Hashem, he explains what the Vilna Gaon says. What does it mean, Amei Menuchas in Nahaleinu? A flock very much wants to move on. And the shepherd turns around and says, no, stay where you are. Amen. Stay where you are. The shepherd says, stay where you are. I want to move on. I'm stuck in quarantine. I want, no, you can't stay. Stay where you are. He settles me down. And then I want to stay where I am. No, Amei Menuchas Yanani. He's taking me somewhere else. Hakol b'magle tzedek l'man shemoi. Meaning, I don't really know. It's his what's on. And that's the emunah. The emun and the trust. So what he's asking me to do, and where I am in life, is under his under direction, and what his wants. That's, I think, the first point of any Vidaydi. That's what's going on. I suppose we should also look a little bit more these times. Another point of amusing, which I want, another idea, is we say every single morning, another idea, which I thought, what does Hashem want? At the time of my birth, we say that my neshama, which he gave me, was tahara. Ata barosa, ata yitzalta, ata nefachta bib, ata meshama bikibi. It's toho. In the end, he takes it away from me and he's going to give it back to me. So the neshama is toho. The b'chaim b'losh in nefesh ha'chaim, sha'alam, in his favorite mutes, explains, the neshama is always toho. The neshama can't be, you can't corrupt the neshama. The neshama, its shayish is in adikisei ha'kovay. But when we have a din lo'aleinu of kovay, or damaging, it's only the agents in between. The nefesh, the din of kois goes on nefesh. It could be I'm not connected to my neshama. Because of the aveiros that I have done, it could well be that I don't connect well with my neshama. And that's lo'aleinu din of kois. I could be cut off on my neshama. The neshama is tahorah. But maybe my conduct is that, I don't know, maybe I've messed up my nefesh or my ruach, and I can't connect with my neshama. The neshama remains tahorah. It's my problem, that's the metaphysical we're talking here. How much is my neshama working on? How much am I working together with my neshama? That's really the question. The tzoyin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that I should be connected fully with my neshama. And that's utayah and mitzvahs, and that's the way it works. To be connected with one's neshama. And that's what we mean by, ata osidif amenu ahachzirobi. I remember reading that the Ponovitch Rov had once said when he learned by the Chofetz Chaim, that one morning, or one night, in the middle of the night, the Chofetz Chaim called the whole yeshiva together at 3 o'clock in the morning and asked them to come to his house. Everybody came to his house and they stood around at 3 o'clock in the morning. And this is what the Chofetz Chaim, they all thought he was going to reveal when the Mashiach would come. But the Ponovitch Rav said, this is what the Chofetz Chaim said. He said to them, he read out Neshamash this parsha. He said, what do we mean when we say Tahoyahi, Ato Barosa, Ato Nefakrabi, Bato Meshama Bikibi? So the Chofetz Chaim, it's a mapik hay. A mapik hay means you get the same neshama back again. So did you mess up with your neshama or not? So all the Chofetz Chaim told them is you should know, lahachzira be careful with your neshama, because that's what you get back. However much connection, however much it shines and is polished, that's your neshama. You don't have two neshamas, you have one neshama. And then achzira be, said the Chofetz Chaim, at 3 o'clock in the morning. You should know that what you have is yours, and to protect it and guard it with kedusha and shmirah. That's the point here. That the neshama, and he wants it to be clean. He wants to be a direct connection with it. He wants us to have that connection with it. Let's move on maybe to another point, which I thought maybe can make a difference here. A third point which I thought of. You know, Anshei Knesset HaGdola, when they made the Nusach of the Tefillah, the wording is very, very unique. It's very special, unique, as you know. And the chasima, what's the chasima of the bracha of tshuva? Hashiveinu avinu v'sloi v'secha, v'kovenu ma'akinu l'avei v'secha, v'achazirenu v'sloshu v'shema. What's the seal here? Baruch atah Hashem, haroitze v'tshuva. Mahu rotze? Hu rotze tshuva. So rotze in Hashem is tshuva, to change, to make a difference, to be a different person. A person might imagine, says, I can't change, I know me, I'm not able to change the way I am. This is who I am. Hu rotze tshuva. Hu rotze. Some people say the word Rosh Hashanah is from the word Rosh Hashinuyim. When you get up and change, you change your state. I'd like to talk about that. Give an idea, an opening, maybe an idea. What does it mean, who rotze tshuva? What does it mean by tshuva? A change. The person says, I can't possibly change. Look a minute at the world of materialism and consumerism or the world of politics. There's always change. There's always a change there. Look at the world of politics. Netanyahu was so popular, now he changed. He's not so popular as he was. Look at the world of athletics and sport. Turn around to a person 20 years after he ran a mile in 4 minutes. You can't do it anymore. He changed. He physically changed. People change. There's a magazine in America, the Fortune magazine, which has all the wealthy people there. They're not all the same position as they were last year. Everyone, money changes. Materialism changes. Physical things change. The weather changes. It's not winter now. It's summertime. There's always change in the physical world. You can't get out of it. Everything is always in a different. Things move on. Things change. I remember my wife once went down to, in Florida, there are places, I think it's like Century Village, where elderly people live. And she said that she once went down there to visit somebody there. And she said it was almost the most humorous scene she ever saw. Because you have women of 80 years old dressed like 15-year-old teenagers, and men wearing tight jeans and pants, they're dressed like 16-year-olds, and they're not. You have to age gracefully, you know? Person has to know, I'm older than I am. I'm older than I am. There is a change. Of course there's a change. People change. People move on. Money changes. Politics changes. The weather changes. Everything changes in the physical world. Kol shekein in the spiritual world. Of course it can change. Let me just show you where we're coming from in this. The Rambam, people say, I can't change. I can't change. But you should know, listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. In Perek Zion, the Rambam says in Halacha Dalet, Al Yadame Odom Bal Tshuva. A person should never ever think that he's a Bal Tshuva. Shehu Meruchot Nimalas HaTzadikim. He's far away. The things I did in my youth, the things I did before I was a Bal Tshuva, are very much imprinted in my mind. But you should know, they're not imprinted in Shemayim. Yipnei Havoynes Vachatoz Shoset. They're not there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves on. Ein Adavar Kein. It's not true. You're not separated. You're not isolated. Elo, oh, this beautiful word. Elo, ohu v'nechmad v'lifnei ha'boyer. That you're beloved and cherished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilu lo chota me'olam. You moved on. You changed. You did not stay as you were. V'lo yoid elo sheschora haubei shehareitoam tam chet. The person did a chet. U'tirish mimeni. V'korash is yitzo. He moved on from there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes this change. If you look at the beginning of Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's an incredible thing. A person can move on. In the physical world, we see change. In the spiritual world, of course, there's change. And that's why you're never, ever allowed to say to a Baal Tshuva, I remember where you used to be, eat ham sandwiches, or used to drive on Shabbat. You're not allowed to say, the person changed. She's not the same person. A person, of course, they can change. It's not the same. That's why we have all these beautiful stories of Rabbi Akiva, Rus HaMoaviah, Yisroi, all these people, they moved on. They moved on. The great Shibadel HaChaim Tovim Aruchim, the Uri Zohar, change. He used to be a film star and he moved on to become a tzaddik yisrael. People change. People move on. It shouldn't be like this. People shouldn't think of themselves as like, I'm living in my past. It's not true. It's almost like a syndrome people have. I'm not like that. I moved on from there. Of course, a person might turn around and say, you know, yeah, but I know me. I know me and my kochos and my limited. A point which person to help a person find his way in Eli Ladoidi Ladoidi. There's a beautiful story told, evidently, of Rav Naphtali Amsterdam, where Naphtali was a Talmud of Rabbi Saul Salant. And he once turned around to the Rebbe and said, Rebbe, if only I had the brains of Shagas Aryeh, who was a genius, the Shagas Aryeh, incredible brains, and I had the heart of the Yisoid B'Shoresh HaVoida, the incredible sefer of Helgation of the heart, and I had your midas, Rebbe Yisoel, your midas, Rebbe Yisoel, then I could be something. And he turned around and shouted at him and said, Naphtali, with your brains, with your heart, and with your midas, not more, not less. And a person often says, yeah, if only my father was Rosh Hashiva, if only I had more money, if only I had better brains, if only I had better neighbors, if only I would be born this. And people go on and on and on. If only, it's a mistake. It's a mistake to say that. In the Anila Doidi Vidoidi Li, a person works with himself. I remember once talking to an elderly woman, and she, in Yiddish, and she said to me, you know, the person says a matzah is a brach. A brach means it's a collapse, it's a failure. But the word brach is also the word brocha as well. She said, it's not a brach, it's a brocha. What you have is a brocha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts people with different nisyonis and different challenges which people are going through. These are some of the ideas which I think are important, which maybe to move on with. It's interesting that usually every year, when it comes to closer to Yom HaDin, the Mashkichim and all the Rabbanim talk about something called Charodas HaDin. Charodas HaDin, to tremble before the Malachim Echafesun, the Filuada Yachesun, to come to the Sanhedrin. I don't know, Rabbi Seibert, maybe I should stand on my head. No, but I don't know if this year you need too much Charodas. Because you have it around you now, people who are sick, people who are missing in Klal Yisrael because of Corona. No, Aleinu Chas V'Shalom, there are almonas, there are Yisraelim, people who can't manage, people who don't have strength in them. The Charoda is there in front of us in our time, during the Corona. We see what's going on around us. We see people who are sick. And therefore, we have to be thankful for what we have, where we are at the moment, and move on in Yitzhashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us koyach. I don't know how much you have to talk about this year about Harada in Din. I don't know if it's apparent right in front of you, the social distancing, the mask. Just an avreich the other day turned around to me and said to me, it's such a challenging time because you can hardly connect with people. You can't really talk to people. You have to wear a mask. You have to see people apart from them. It's a very difficult time. It's a time of great Harada. There is Harada here. But it's also the time of Elul, and in trying to find the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and working with it. These are some of the ideas which I thought maybe will help you. Let's go through them a bit. You need to be like an Avraham Avinu, to think things through, different ideas which we brought out. If you can, Toivach V'Sdova Meir Shisoi. Elul is different this year. It's not a usual Elul. It's an Elul where you feel the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain situation? Rather than on my own will, can't travel somewhere, Shabbos is different, Yom Tov is different, times are different. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does he want from us? Mahu Rotzeh, who Rotzeh Emunah. And I thought, not necessarily just Emunah, but Emun. Have Emun in the concepts of Yomim Noiroim, Emun in Tefillah, Emun in Shuva. If one fully trusts in it, trust in like the girl who came to Rav Eliashiv. She didn't realize that. The Shulchan Aruch is there for our benefit. It's not there as a stumbling block. It's not there to cause a person to fall. It's there as an aid. If we could live like that, with that emun, the concepts of Shabbos, the ideas of making a bracha, the concept of Shemesh, they're all to our benefit, Shemesh HaLoshim. If we could live on that basis of emun, then we could really understand the concept of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means. You have to look as well into your neshama, see how much maybe it's not so shining, it's not so clear as much as it was. Maybe my neshama is not making such an impact as much as it could be. It's all aspects of finding an appeasement, finding an iladoidi the doidi li. Change is, there is a change. A person shouldn't think that it's impossible. That you see change around you all the time. Change in physical strength, change in money, change in politics. Everything changes. So, of course, in the spiritual world, of course it can change. It's just a mistake to believe that things don't change. It's a tremendous mistake. And I know who I am, the Naphtali syndrome, you know. Rabbi Saul shouted at him and said to him, listen, what you have, this is what you have. Ein adavar tolu ela bi, it's up to me what I have. And as far as harada, I don't know if it's so necessary, so much harada. Open your eyes and people realize that sitting in quarantine, not going to shul, not being able to talk to people or being having guests or going around to people. These are all aspects of harada which make us realize what does it mean? What's in Hashem? I say what's saying a killed Simon. I'd like to end and leave you with a moshul, which I think I said a few years ago. But the moshul, when I made it up, I thought it up for my family. And it helped a great deal in my family and people I've told it to. It's a little humorous, but I hope the moshul will help you. A chosan and kala have just finished sheva brachos. And the end of the sheva brachos, the next morning, the kala turns around and says to the chosan, "Ah, so you're going off. What time will you be back tonight?" So he turns and says, "About 7 o'clock I should be back." Wherever he's going to work, to toilet, whatever he's doing, he leaves the house, and she, as soon as he leaves the house, she dives to the telephone. She calls up her mother, she calls up her aunt, she calls up her sister. "Tell me, how do you make a good soup? How do you make the chicken? What time?" All morning, working on recipes and trying to find the best thing, making the ice cream. So everything should be tip-top. She plans on making a gourmet meal for her husband of 1 week. She works on it, and she works very hard. And then, eventually, by 12, 1 o'clock or so, she's been working for 3 or 4 hours, putting it all together. She then decides to make the house like kosher pesta. Not much, everything should be spick and span. She works on everything in a beautiful way and buys flowers and a tablecloth on. Everything looks beautiful, beautiful. Then by 3 or 4 o'clock, she decides she'll get herself ready. She makes herself look as attractive as she can. And by the time it comes to 6:30, 6:45, she's waiting for her husband. Everything is perfect. The smell is wonderful. The chicken, the soup, everything, the table is laid. 7 o'clock, he walks through the door. He takes one look and says, "My goodness me, what a beautiful, beautiful scene here." He tells her first lie in the marriage, and she turns around and says, "Well, it took me 5 minutes, 5 minutes to put it together. It took her more than 5 minutes." He says, "You know, a few minutes I put something together." "Something together? This looks terrific." She says, "Yes, please take a seat. I'm going to serve you." She brings out the soup. And he puts the first spoon of soup in his mouth. And he turns around to him and says, "My word, my mother never ever made soup like this. It is delicious." She casts on the soup. She brings out the chicken and the side dishes. Everything is managed perfect. Better than that. The ice cream, everything is perfect. At the end of the meal, they have tremendous time. The food is delicious. Best way to a man's heart is through his stomach. She knows the rules and everything is perfect. He then sits back in the chair, he folds his arms over, and he turns around and he says to her, this is married life. She looks at him, she says, "What do you mean this is married life? This is how it's going to be every night, no?" "What are you talking about every night?" "Well, don't tell me this is just a bluff here." And she suddenly realized, "My goodness, what have I done with him? I've made a terrible mistake. He thinks I can do this all the time." She's a smart girl, and she turns around and she says to him, "Listen, I have 2 things which I have said. First thing, you should know something. If I could, I would always make you a meal like this. But I don't know. I'm going to go out to work, probably. It's a shame we should have children. I don't know if I'll be able to do this. But you should. If I could, I would always serve you like this." He said, "I see. That's fair. I can understand that. But you should know, I would really love to serve you like this always. I don't know if I can. I have the strength or the time." She then turns around and says to him, "You know, I was thinking to myself, I must explain to you, it didn't take me 5 minutes to make all this, I'll be honest with you. It took me quite a few hours. But as I was preparing it all, I thought to myself, if I start well, you know, maybe after 5 years, there'll be a tablecloth on the table. You know, maybe, I don't know, something will be left from all that we did at the beginning of our marriage. I was thinking to myself, you know, it could be that one day you'll come back and you'll ask me, what's for supper? And I say, tuna fish, and you open the can, there's nothing to eat, nothing prepared. It could be like that. But I was thinking something might be left. Something of this beginning will be left later on in the marriage." And then finally she turns around, now she's crying, and she turns around and says, "Listen, do me a favor. I want to ask you a favor. Remember me like this. Don't remember me when you come in the house and the tichel is over my nose and the house is a mess and there's no food. Don't remember me like that. Remember me like now. Do me a favor." He said, "That's fair comment." Eventually he turned around and said, "I hear what you're saying. I can accept. He's a fair man. He's a fair husband. Isn't that really, Rabbi Yisrael, what we say to our Kodesh Baruch Hu during Elul? I don't know if I could always, but if I could, I would always behave like this. I would always daven well. I don't know if I can. I get challenges. I get tired. I get depressed. I get under pressure. I get anxious. I'm not always able to. But if I could, I would always daven like this. And it's genuine. It's not a bluff. Secondly, who knows if you try so hard at the beginning in Elul and put an effort into it, by the time it comes to Shabbat or Adar, maybe something will be left. I don't know. Something, at least you'll say Amen properly, at least Birchas HaMazon, the first parasha of Birchas HaMazon, something will be left if you make a great effort. When the gracious is good, then the achris is likely to be wonderful. If you try, something is left. And Rabbi Sai, what do we keep on asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Zochreinu l'chaim, melech hofetz b'chaim, ovinu malkeinu, zochreinu l'toivu. Remember us like this, when we're trying so hard in Elul. Isn't that the real Anina Doidi the Doidi Li? Isn't that really what it's all about? And you can almost see the two kruvim, one facing towards the other and embracing each other. That's really, remember me like I am now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't remember me when I'm careless, or I fail, I'm not as good as I should be. I thought that's a marshal maybe, to give a certain inspiration, enthusiasm for the month of Elul. To try hard, to make an effort, whatever we can in davening, in learning, spend more concentration on one's learning, be more careful with the Shemiras HaMidos, all these things are crucial in order for success. And behind it all is Atzei Yotzei Nechom. It's harder this year, because we're stymied. Our initiative and enterprise don't really work so well. We're not really as successful as we usually are. It doesn't follow. We can't travel on Shabbos, and who knows what about Shul and davening. But everything, it's all Yotzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu Yaseh Yotzeinenu Yotzeinoi V'nizkeh L'chatzim HaTov, a good Shabbos and a good Yotzei Kotu.
Shakaya, beautiful
Shakaya. Shakaya, good Shabbos.